Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now, Abraham and Sarah, remember they all, Abraham's name was already changed, was old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Again, referring back to Hebrews 11 and Romans 4, that they counted their body as dead. I mean, it ain't happening, okay? Verse number 12. Sarah heard this. Now, therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? I'm going to leave that here, but I did a study on that word pleasure. Okay. We don't have any kids in here, but you know, God made man and woman to enjoy marriage. So that pleasure means more than, I wasn't going to say this. Okay. It means more than the pleasure of having a child. It's that pleasure, that intimacy, okay, which was created for a man and a wife. And that's what she's talking about, just the pleasure of having a child, but that pleasure of being intimate once again with her husband. Interesting. My Lord being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, I with certainty hear bear a child which am old? And then this awesome statement, I'm sure Mike, other people have preached of this message, is anything too hard for God? And all God's people said, there's nothing too hard for God. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. In verse number 15, then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not. I didn't laugh. For she was afraid. And he said, nay, thou didst laugh. Interesting. That's the story we're seeing here playing out in Hebrews chapter number 11. God had promised Abraham a son in Genesis 15, 1 through 5. And God made a promise, a covenant with Abraham concerning the land in Genesis 15, 18 through 21. And in Joshua 1, 4. Can I read that again? Genesis 15, this is so important. Phyllis is here this morning. She's been coming for a few months. And anyway, we were talking about Israel. And she asked this question, well, is Israel still God's people? I said, absolutely, Israel is still God's. And that land that they occupy, I hate to use that word occupy because that can be in a negative connotation, but it belongs to Israel, every bit of it. Genesis 15, this is when God promised Abraham this land. You need to mark this. It's also in Joshua chapter 1, verse 4, where God told Joshua, he kind of illuminated it a little bit more for Joshua. But anyway, in Genesis 15, 18, the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram. And unto thy seed have I given this land from the river Egypt unto the great river Euphrates. And then all these tribes, the Kenites, the Kenites, and I'm glad they're all gone. The Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites and the Termites or whoever the other ites are in there. But anyway, they're all, he said, that land belongs to you. Belongs to you. Well, I have a note here that it's just, that this promised land has clear geographical boundaries. It takes in all the land from the Mediterranean Sea on the western boundary, which is modern-day Israel, to the Euphrates River, which is the eastern border, and that's there in Iraq, okay? From the Nile River in Egypt is its southernmost border. We're talking about the great river in Egypt. That's the Nile River. Up, that's the southern border, to the southern boundary to Lebanon up in the north. On today's map, that would include all of modern Israel today, including the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. You ever heard anything about the Gaza Strip? Ever heard that recently in the news last week or two? That belongs to Israel. The only reason those Palestinians are there is because Israel let them have that land because they said they exchanged it for peace. They said, if you give us this land, there'll be peace. So Israel, okay, you can have that piece of property. Isn't it amazing? Israel is 1/640th I can't even put a fraction there, of all the surrounding land of the Middle Eastern countries. One, over 640th, if you want to put that in a fraction, okay, compared to Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and all these other countries. Isn't it amazing? None of the other countries wanted these Palestinians. They had to pull teeth to let Egypt open a corridor for some of these Palestinians to go in. And what, you know, anyway, I could talk all morning about this, but that belongs to Israel. Gaza Strip, the West Bank, you ever heard of the West Bank? That belongs to Israel, okay? Also, some of Egypt will become Israel's. Syria, Lebanon, all of Jordan, some of Saudi Arabia because of those boundaries that we talk, and when you put it on today's map, and some of Iraq. It's going to happen. Israel is fighting today, and I didn't know what else to call it. I said it was a bunch of Arabs. Is that a bad term? No. I think they use that term. It's the correct term. I didn't want to be offensive, but I think that's how they describe themselves. Like, we call them other names, but that's a good name. And all the fighting is over this land. Bottom line, it's over this land. This fighting is because of what happened in Genesis 16, 1 through 4. Again, I'm not going to, time won't allow, but I talked about Sarah and Abraham. Well, Abraham, Sarah wanted a child, you know, about Hagar. Am I saying that name right? I want to say Hagar. Hagar. Hagar's a pair of pants. Hagar pants. Okay, Hagar. Okay, do you know she's an Egyptian? We find that in Genesis chapter number 16. You know the story. I got references here from my book, Danny, that we can refer to, but time won't allow me to do all the things. But it talks about where Sarah was told Abram to go in to my handmaid. And I find it interesting, this, and I'm going to move on from here. I'm thinking back. You don't see Abram complain at all. Okay, I'll go in there. And Hagar came with child. His name was Ishmael. You know the rest of the story. We find later that after Isaac was born, Isaac was weaned. Ishmael was about 13 years of age, if I get all my numbers right. I think it's 13 years of age, or at least 13 years later, something of that nature. Anyway, Abraham was throwing a big party for Isaac because Isaac had become weaned, Sarah. And Ishmael started making him fun of Isaac. Remember the story? I was going to read all this, but anyway, you refresh your memory. So Sarah said, that's it. Somebody's got to go. And, of course, you know the rest. Hagar and Ishmael went out into the desert, and the Lord appeared to them and said, listen, I'll make Ishmael a great nation. There's other things to talk about. There's verse, but he's going to be a wild man. He was an archer. And that's where the Arabs, I'm pronouncing it all wrong. Hagar. Arabs, okay. All right, y'all remember I went to school at Auburndale, so I'm kind of, okay, my pronunciation is different. Okay, anyway, the Arabs came through Ishmael. And ever since then, there's always been fighting. Ever since Ishmael and Isaac, there's always been problems. And there will continue to be problems until the Lord comes and sorts it out. We ain't talking about tribulation period. I'm talking about the revelation. When Jesus comes in all his power and glory, and he sets up and he rules and reigns. Let me give you, next week I'm going to preach, since this is fresh on everybody's mind, I'm going to preach about the Antichrist. I'm going to preach about Christ and the Antichrist.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.